Hey anglers, welcome to the Teaching Fishing Classroom. I'm Captain Lance Valentine, and this month's module is going to cover jig fishing for walleyes in heavy current. Grab your notebooks, take a seat, class is ready to start. Let's get settled in here. We are ready to go to talk about catching walleyes, jig fishing in heavy current. You know, and before we do that, we need to make sure that we have some things set up properly. And I want to talk to you a little bit to start. I want to talk about rigging your boat, because I think that's absolutely critical. Now, obviously, you're going to need a bow mount trolling motor. I prefer the MotorGuide XI5 with electric steer, but whatever you have is great. Make sure you've got enough thrust that you can control the boat. Make sure you've got a long enough shaft so it's not going to come out of the water in the wind. And hey, guys, pay attention to your batteries and your chargers. Make sure you've got a good charge. The last thing you want to do is get down in Detroit, get a little bit of wind, get into a good fishing day, and have to quit because your batteries give out. If you want my advice, I think a 24-volt trolling motor at least is what you need for fishing the Detroit River. 36-volt is better, gives you longer running time and more thrust. But even on a small boat on the Detroit River, because the current is so heavy and the wind can blow and affect your boat control, start thinking about a 24-volt trolling motor. It's going to really increase the time that you can fish and how efficient you're going to be with your boat control. Another thing you want to make sure you have on your boat, guys, good sonars and GPSs are absolutely critical. Now, I'd go a little overkill, but I have two sonar units, two 9-inch Lowrance carbon units on my boat. I have two at the dash, and I have two on the bow. Why two instead of one big unit? Well, the reason I do that is I like to see all the information. So when I'm looking, I want to be able to see regular sonar, down scan, side scan, and my GPS. I want to see all of that. In a bigger unit, even on a 12 or 16-inch unit, breaking that big unit into four small pieces makes it a lot harder to see than taking two 9-inch units and dividing them into two big screens. Whatever you do, make sure on the bow of your boat you have the ability to see your GPS, the depth at your trolling motor, and the ability to see at least side scan working out the back of the boat. Side scan is absolutely critical to catching fish in river situations. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Another thing that I do on my boat, and you'll see when we talk about boat rigging, another thing you'll see on my boat a lot, you'll see this very, very simple TraxTech net holder. It's a straight tube with no bend, no way to adjust it, simply called a net holder. Now, I have about 10 of these on my boat. And the reason I do that is this. I like to have my rods ready to go. And I have a rule in my boat that rods go one of three places. They're either in the rod locker, in your hand, or in a rod tube. Rods that are laying on the floor asking for trouble, and a high-quality one-piece rod can very easily become a low-quality two-piece rod if you're not careful where you put your fishing rods. So I have these net holders placed all the way around the boat, so if we're traveling from spot to spot, we simply put the rod in the net holder. It's good to go, easy to get to. If your partner catches a fish, you need to go net it. Don't just lay your rod over the side and maybe take a chance of losing it. Just simply put your rod into the net holder. It lifts the rod about 6 feet, 7 feet off the surface, the jig's not going to get snagged, and you're going to come back when you net your buddy's fish, and your rod's going to be there. So this real simple tool, real simple, inexpensive tool, is going to make it a whole lot easier to fish. Now, I also use two for nets, because having two nets is pretty critical. If you've ever had a good bite on the Detroit River, you know that the last thing you want to do is be waiting for your buddy to get his fish out of the net while you've got a monster at the surface. Always carry two nets. When the bite gets good, you're going to want to have that available. Okay, let's go back and talk about boat control. Now, when we talk about boat control in the river, it's very, very important that we understand what we're trying to accomplish. And what we're trying to do is make sure that we keep our line completely straight up and down. That's what we want to happen, okay? If our line is vertical, straight up and down, we're going to catch more fish, have less snags, be able to feel the bottom better. All three of those things are pretty neat. But we have to work on boat control. Now, in simplest terms, when we talk about boat control for vertical jigging and current, we're talking about a three-word sentence, and that is follow your line. All I want you to do is get your jig to the bottom, to where it's going to be fishing, and then all I want you to do is find out which way your line is headed and drive your boat that way. Don't worry about which way the current's headed. Don't worry about which way the wind's blowing. Don't worry about which way everybody else is headed. Simply get your jig to the bottom, and wherever your line goes, drive your boat there. What we're trying to do, guys, is keep that line vertical in a very, very, very small circle. Jig fishing in heavy current, we can't cast and we can't pull the jig vertical. We need to just let it go naturally the way the current takes it, the way the fish are used to seeing it. and get our line vertical by driving our boat to our fishing line. Whole different than being on the lake and trolling. Follow your line. Anytime your line gets off, we simply want to increase the thrust, drive our boat to it. So here we've got a situation where the boat's going downstream faster than the current. Just simply add some thrust on your trolling motor, drive forward until your line is vertical. Maybe a different situation happens. The jig's going downstream faster than your boat. The line's going to be hanging back behind you. All we want to do is simply decrease the thrust or actually turn the boat around and pull down current and get to the point where our line is straight. If our line goes off to the right of us, we simply want to drive our boat to the right. If it goes off to the left, we want to drive our boat to the left. It's absolutely critical that the person in front is vertical. It's very, very easy to do with a trolling motor by just following your line. Now, it sounds like an easy process, and it pretty much is, but it's important that you understand how hard you have to work to keep your boat controlled, okay? So here's my boat. I'm heading down current. The current's actually coming this way. I'm actually sideways to the current because we've got a wind actually blowing this direction. So what's happening, not only may I be in a situation where I'm not parallel to the current like I am here, I am watching my line. You can see me concentrating, and unfortunately, I'm the only guy in the boat that's paying attention. I'm actually watching my line, watching my sonar units, and using my trolling motor to keep that line vertical. Don't worry about which way your boat is pointed. Make sure that your line is vertical. Just simply drive your boat to your fishing line. And if you look hard enough, you can see the net holders actually on the boat. So we've got two nets. We've got a net holder in front of everybody, so they've got a place to put their fishing rod. Everybody's got a place to store their rod, put stuff. And then another little tip, it doesn't seem like a big deal, but man, if you're out in April or early May, it's early in the day, early in the morning, it's a little cold, right? You're gonna want that cup of coffee. I use the Trax Tech drink holders inside my track to make sure everybody's got a place to put their drink. Little things make a big difference when you're fishing, guys. Have your boat rigged up so everything you need is right there within arm's reach, nothing on the floor. Anything on the floor has a chance of getting kicked over or broken. Okay, so we're trying to keep our line vertical. We're simply taking our boat and driving our boat to our fishing line, following our line. How hard is this to do? Well, in theory, it's pretty simple because all we're doing is driving our boat to our fishing line, but it takes a lot of work. I use the Motor Guide XI5 and I use the handheld remote because it allows me to go to the back of the boat, help my customers and still be able to steer the boat. And I use just the manual features. So left turn, right turn, faster, slower, motor on, motor off. Now I run my boat when I'm using Detroit River, I use my trolling motor in what I call constant on, which means the propeller is constantly turning. So what I do, if I need a little more thrust, I just simply turn the thrust up. If I need a little less, I simply turn the thrust down. I don't have the motor on manual where I have thrust and then I have none, then I have thrust and then I have none. I think constant on keeps you consistently better. It makes it easier to control the boat. That's why I like an electric steer motor or a electric motor, electric drive motor that actually has infinite control. You should be able to dial your motor in from 0 all the way off to 100 all the way on. Having a motor that has 3, 4, or 5 speeds makes it hard to get the right speed. So look for a motor with infinite speed control so you get exactly what you need to stay vertical that day. Now, one thing we know, because we're able to take that Motor Guide XI5 and actually plug it into a computer, we know that I make a lot of changes. So I hit this remote by being able to look at the hook the motor up to the computer and actually look. We know that I make between 35 and 40 changes every minute. Let that sink in for a second. 35 to 40 changes every minute. So if you're the guy controlling the boat, you are constantly working. It's constantly a little bit more thrust, a little less thrust, a little left turn, a little right turn. You are constantly working to keep that line straight. If the guy in the front isn't straight, the guys in the back can never be vertical. Okay? Very, very critical to get that right. All right? Okay, so boat control. Follow your line, use lots of small adjustments instead of big ones, and you're gonna be good to go. So let's go back and talk a little bit more about sonar and GPS. We talked about having the right sonar units on the bow of the boat. Oh, hey, look at that. We talked about having the right sonar units on the bow of the boat, and I have 2 units on my dash and 2 units on my bow, run exactly the same. Okay, I think that's critical. You at least want to be able to see the depth at the trolling motor, side scan, and you want to be able to see your GPS. Now, I use SideScan quite a bit, and I want to talk to you about this kind of real quick. Now, we've got another DVD that talks about how to interpret and how to use SideScan. We also have another DVD called Jig Fishing in Heavy Current, which covers everything we're talking about in detail. So if you kind of go, hey, what is he talking about? Check out those DVDs, and they'll really help you get dialed in. This is important. I want you to look at this. I'm looking at the Detroit River here. I'm 80 feet to the left of my boat, 80 feet to the right of my boat, and I've traveled about 70 to 80 feet down the river. So let's call 160 feet by 80. Pretty big area. There are only two fish in that whole area, and look how empty and devoid this site is of life. I don't care how good of a jigger you are, what jig or plastic you're using, you're not going to catch any fish on that side of the boat. I truly believe that 95% of anglers spend about 95% of their time fishing where they have no chance of ever getting bit, let alone catch fish of a lifetime. So I use my side imaging, my side scan on my Lowrance unit. As I'm driving the boat, I'll go up and down the river about 10, 12 miles an hour. I'm looking off to the side looking for fish. And as I'm fishing, I'm constantly looking to see if there are fish. So this is a great picture. This is actually Detroit River live picture that we took. So I'm actually fishing. This is the bottom of the lake below the boat, nothing there. I'm fishing and I see these two fish. I simply have my guys reel up. I drive the trolling motor over here on high. I drift down this line. I catch these two fish. And the minute I do that, because these are the only two fish I've seen, I simply put the rods in the rod holders, pick up, take off looking for more fish. So by using side scan, not only can you find out where fish are, you can actually make a decision before you set up, is it worth fishing here? Because if there's no fish, I don't care how good you are, you can't catch any. Remember, spend more time fishing where there's catchable fish. Use your side scan to help you. I also use my GPS pretty religious, and I would have a hard time fishing the river without a GPS. I like it because I can find out every day what depth the fish are at, what line they're on, and I can get right back to that same line. Guys, I've seen days where I'm catching fish, and if you get 6, 8, 10 feet to the left or the right, you're not going to catch anything. You have to be right back on that same line. GPS allows you to do that. I also use my GPS to tell me a fishing story. Each one of these marks is different. You'll notice we have blue dots and blue diamonds and blue circles and blue X's, green X's and green dots and yellow X's and flags and red crosses. Every single one of those means something to me. Basically, what I do is I take each one of those colors, and I use a different color for a different water temperature on the Detroit River. Below 45 degrees, 45 to 50. I'm sorry, below 40 degrees, 40 to 45, 45 to 50, and over 50 degrees, each gets a different color. So I know by looking at a waypoint what the water temperature was when I caught that fish. And I use different symbols, round symbols versus crosses and X's, to tell me if I caught that fish on a morning trip or an afternoon trip. So now my GPS isn't just a cluster of numbers and symbols. It actually tells me what time of year I should be fishing and what time of day I should be fishing certain spots. Add in one more symbol, the graphic symbol for fish over 10 pounds. And my GPS isn't just getting me on the right spot. It's actually telling me a fishing story that I can use to catch more fish every single day. Our advanced GPS DVD covers how to do this, why we do it, and how you can come up with a system that makes sense to you to catch more fish by using your GPS. I would be lost without a GPS on the front of my boat, something I wouldn't do on the Detroit River. So important to get back to those spots. And when you fish it like I do, a lot every day and lots of days every year, it's amazing how certain spots become really, really good with lots of waypoints, and certain areas never, ever get any waypoints in them. Pay attention to that. Fish where the fish are. Use your side scan to check spots before you pull in. You're going to catch a lot more fish by spending more time fishing where the catchable fish are. Okay? All right, a couple other things you want to make sure you have in your boat when you get ready to go jig fishing. Good pair of scissors for cutting braided line. We'll talk about line, rods, and reels in study session number 2. Make sure you've got a way to store stinger hooks. So you got a way that's easy to get to. This is our stinger hook block. I hooked this on the bottom of my seat. I put 3 or 4 of these around the boat, just hooked up so it's easy to get stinger hooks out. They're not going to get tangled. They're not going to get blown away. I don't have to get into a tackle box or a bag. They're ready to go, easy to get to. I keep 4 or 5 of these around the boat so everybody's got quick access to a stinger hook. Make sure you've got a couple of good pairs of pliers. I use the tool holder. If you look again at the boat, I've got a couple tool holders here from TrackStack. I got pliers in there, wire cutters, jig eye busters in case you got a jig that doesn't have a clear eye. You can bust that out of there. Guys, All these little accessories make it so much easier for you to catch more fish. Okay? So remember, Detroit River, boat control is critical, bow mount trolling motor, and follow your line. Use rod holders or these net holders to keep your rods off of the floor so they're not going to break, and it makes it easier to get to them. It makes it easier to help your friends catch some fish. The right accessories like scissors, jig busters, and pairs of pliers, and the right rigging. Having the ability to see everything that's going on below your boat and off to the side by having high quality electronics at the bow of your boat where you're controlling the boat from is going to help you catch more fish. Guys, thanks for joining us for this classroom study session. You know, we just touched on the high points of how to catch fish in heavy current. If you want all the details, be sure to check out our Jig Fishing in Heavy Current DVD. I'm Captain Lance Valentine. Thanks for joining us here at teachingfishing.com.